In the name of Jesus, amen. You see the pink candle here, and maybe you can or can't see the banner below it, but it says joy. This is the Sunday of joy, the third Sunday in Advent, Gaudete Sunday, rejoice Sunday. Rejoice, O daughter of Zion, your King comes to you, righteous and having salvation. We rejoice here on this third Sunday in Advent, which is otherwise a penitential season, not because the Christmas trees are up and brightly illuminated and the garland is there on the rail of the balcony, the wreaths are lit. We rejoice because God has sent his Son into the flesh, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. We rejoice because God looks upon us with compassion in Christ, forgiving us freely all of our sins for the sake of the one who bore the cross for us, who carried away in his suffering and in his death, in his holy precious body and blood, your sins. They are no longer on you. They were on Jesus on the cross, and they were left nailed there. Your sin has been taken away. What greater cause of joy is there than that? You have fellowship with God, not as a stranger. You are no longer enemies with God, hostile in your mind, but God has made peace with you through his Son. This is the Sunday of joy. And that joy is present in today's gospel reading. We have John's account of the ministry and the testimony of Saint John the Baptist. There was a man sent from God, apostled from God, whose name was John. Again, John the Baptist, or John the Baptizer, if you prefer. Now, God sent John. He sent John for a purpose. John came into Judea as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. A witness is someone who bears testimony to what he has seen. There can be false witnesses, and they appear multiple times in the gospel, but there can be witnesses who are faithful to the truth. And so was John the Baptist. He came to bear witness about the light, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the life and light of human beings. We prayed in today's collect, Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. You see, our hearts are darkened with sin. Our hearts, apart from the grace of God in Christ, would be like the darkness in Linville Caverns when they turn out the lights so you can experience total, complete darkness without the faintest glimmer of light. Our hearts are deceitful. In fact, there is a way that seems right to a man, Scripture says, but it is not the way of the Lord. It is the way that leads to destruction. We need God's light. We need God's light in Christ. We need the light of God's Word. We sinners need the light that comes through the preaching of Jesus Christ, the light that first shone upon us in our baptism, the light that comes to us as we eat and drink Jesus' body and blood in the sacrament of the altar. John came to bear witness about this light. And it's not the lights on the Christmas trees or the garland at the back. It's not the lights on the wreaths. It's not the lights of the candles. Rather, these things are all reminders of Jesus Christ, the true light who has come into the world. Now, the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to find out about John, to ask him who he was. And we have something interesting in verse 20. John confessed, he spoke the truth and did not deny, but rather he confessed, "I am not the Christ." They asked him, "Well, if you aren't the Christ, are you Elijah?" In Malachi, it says that God will send Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord. And John simply said, "I am not." "Well, are you the prophet promised by Moses in Deuteronomy?" And John simply says, "No." Each time, John's answers get more concise, more brief. John wants to make sure that these priests and Levites know and understand that he is not who they suspicion he may be. So finally they said to him, "Well, who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" And here is simply what John says, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him, "Why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize you with water, but among you stands one you do not know." He's referring to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the question is, do we know him? Do we fear, love, and trust in Christ above all things? "Among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." John preaches not himself, but Jesus Christ. That's John's purpose as a witness. "He must increase," John says, "and I must decrease." John doesn't point out himself is anything great or wonderful. He points the multitudes who flock to him to Christ, the coming one, the one who is mightier than John. John does not advertise himself. He advertises Jesus, as we will hear later on during the church year. When John points to Jesus and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, this is not just pertinent to those who first read the Gospel of John, written by St. John the Evangelist, not St. John the Baptist. This is pertinent to us too, because we too, as members of the body of Christ, are witnesses. We too bear witness to Jesus Christ. Not to ourselves, not even to this congregation, because this congregation exists solely for the sake of Jesus Christ and the proclamation of his gospel. This congregation is illuminated by the light of Christ. This congregation is a place of forgiveness where sinners can come and hear the good news of their release from sin through Jesus Christ. This congregation is a place where the sacraments are administered according to Christ's word and purpose.
where sinners are brought to the font and washed with the water of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit, where dead sinners, dead in trespass and sins, are raised to life for Jesus' sake. It is all for Jesus' sake. This congregation is not to bear witness to itself. We follow the example of John. We must decrease, so he, Christ, must increase. And so, dear friends, we're all about the one who loved us and gave himself up for us on the cross. We're all about this God-man, this miracle that God took on himself, our human nature, for our deliverance. This is the cause for the greatest joy of all, that God is no longer separate from us, but God is as near to us as our own flesh and blood. For Jesus Christ in the incarnation became bone of our bones and flesh of our flesh. He, the holy and righteous one, took upon himself the likeness of our sinful humanity so that he might redeem us in body and in soul, so that we might be assured of the forgiveness of sins for the sake of his redemption, as the gospel is proclaimed and as we receive the sacraments. Jesus Christ is who this church is all about. He's the one for whom this church exists. So we too bear witness. We bear witness to the forgiveness of sins we receive. We bear witness that Jesus Christ is the joy and the light of the whole world. We bear witness to the miracle that each and every Sunday and on Wednesday evenings, we have the opportunity to receive such a wonderful miracle beyond all understanding. Christ's body in the bread for the forgiveness of our sins. Christ's blood shed on the cross in the wine for the forgiveness of all of our sins. It is indeed all about Jesus, and we are merely witnesses. Witnesses like John, to what we have seen, to what we have heard, to what we have come to know as the Holy Spirit works through the gospel. That's why Mount Olive is here. That's why I pray you are here. And I pray during the remainder of this Advent season, and in the Christmas season ahead, and in the Epiphany season that follows, and throughout your life in this world, you will know that unique joy of Jesus Christ, your Savior, of knowing he has reconciled you to God, and you are completely forgiven of all of your sins. And I pray that this congregation would be a place of such joy in Christ that in God's mercy and grace, the light of Christ would shine forth here and others would be drawn to that light as we live out our lives as witnesses to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.